About 3 weeks ago, the SPA, that's Seven Party Alliance, they staged a protest against the monarchy for restoration of democracy in Nepal with the help of Maoist. And since then, it has been like, in the beginning, it was very much more like a political kind of demonstration, but now it has turned into, it turned into like people kind of demonstration. So people from every kind of profession, they took part in this demonstration, and they were finally able to remove the power of the king, because king had to reinstate the parliament day before yesterday.
How soon do you think Nepal will be able to have its new constitution?
At the moment, it hasn't been decided. The reinstated parliament will have a sitting tomorrow, and they will decide on the date and the time.
And are there any chances of democracy being scrapped by the monarchy once again, as it happened in February last year?
Well, there's always a chance, but the thing is, like, this time, it's going to be a bit different, because the parliament is the supreme at the moment, so the king doesn't have the power as such like before, and the people are more vigilant about it. There's very, very little chance, in my opinion.
And what role will the seven political parties play now?
Seven political parties have a role of conducting the constituent assembly election. That's their main agenda at the moment. And they are forming the government tomorrow for that purpose. And after that, they're going to have a proper parliament election, and they're going to put the democracy on track.
And the rebels have declared unilateral truce for 3 months. What do you think about this?
It's a very, very positive development. In last November, SPA and the Maoist, they actually had an understanding, 12-point agreement, and according to that, Maoist were supposed to be like going for the Constitution Assembly, as well as they said like they will come into the mainstream politics. So this month's ceasefire, we take it as a very, very positive development.
And would the rebels and the political parties be able to have consensus? Because the Maoists want a new draft constitution, which would offer the option of abolishing the monarchy?
Yeah, one of the main points that Maoists want is obviously the republic. And this, and the new constitutional assembly will give a chance for that. The people will have a voice to whether to abolish monarchy or keep with the ceremonial king kind of thing, all right? So I'm pretty sure like Maoists come into the fold for this constitutional assembly. Obviously, the path is very difficult. We still got lots and lots, lots of hurdles on the way. But it seems like the beginning is very good at the moment. So I'm pretty hopeful about the future of Nepal.